Daniels, quick throw, far side, get it out there to McLaurin. Quick through, Terry McLaurin, foot race, McLaurin is going to win, touchdown, Washington.
Yeah, I think that was the, was that the wild card game again? Not wild card game, divisional round against Detroit, touchdown?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what it sounded like. AMAC mixing all the highlights from Terry McLaurin's breakout year last year. Make no mistake about it, it was a breakout year. Like, Terry's always good for 1,000 yards or so, roughly. As I said many, 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 many times, before last year, through last year, he had averaged 4.5 touchdowns a year for 4 years. Granted, with some crappy quarterbacks and some crappy offensive systems. But Terry needed last year desperately. Yes, he needed the quarterback. Yes, he needed Kingsbury. But he needed to put his signature all over the one signature that matters. Touchdowns. It matters. It's just like, you know, wins for a quarterback. Anybody that tells you wins don't matter for a quarterback, they're out to lunch. Okay? Terry did 13 in the regular season in 17 games. Yes, he had a couple of quiet games. Yes. Terry then scored a touchdown in each of the division of the playoff games, as you just heard. So 16 total in 20 games. That gets you paid, and that gets you paid significantly. Hour number two underway right here on the Team 980. And we are talking about Terry McLaurin, obviously, all afternoon. Again, I think it's more than fair to call it a celebration. It is not a guarantee of anything. It is not a guarantee of a Super Bowl or getting back to where you were last year or anything like that. But this team is obviously infinitely better with Terry McLaurin. And not having to deal with that dark, hovering, looming cloud all year is going to be huge. Terry McLaurin talk and football talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can count on, always count on, Paramount Plus on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So there you go. All right, back to the phones. Let's get to Sean in Connecticut on line 7. What's up, Sean? How are you, pal?
Oh, I'm a lot better than I was when I woke up this morning.
Attaboy.
As I've stated how I felt about the situation, I am over the moon. I think I said hallelujah about 5 times when I saw the news. Yes, obviously it's not a guarantee of anything, but at the end of the day, I have to admit, like, if I'm okay, if there's one player I'm okay with overpaying a little bit, it's Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
And that's just my bias. I don't really care, but that's just where I'm at. And so I'm wearing my Terry jersey right now, under my boy, and I couldn't be happier. There's a couple calls ago, who was saying, why are we talking about the Giants? And that's what I was saying when that guy was talking about it. But
well, that's because, again, Mark in Largo does his own radio show. But I allowed it, again, because of the week one opponent, which is important. I mean, it's 13 days away, right? Like, everybody's going to be like, whoop-de-damn-doo, we got Terry McLaurin, easy win, this, that, and the other thing. It's still not going to be easy. You know, this is real football, okay? But that being said, I got to be honest with you. Until resolution, until I knew that Terry McLaurin was going to be there ready and have enough time to get ready, I was thinking this game was getting tighter and tighter and tighter and was basically a flip of the coin type game. I thought probably Washington would win it closely, much like the week two game last year, but I did not think by any means it was a guarantee or a likelihood or anything like that. I'm not saying it is now, but with Terry having 2 weeks to prepare, Sean, and I think you'll agree, I have a healthy respect for the Giants' pass rush. And yes, they've got some weapons on offense. I got it. It's a tougher game. But with Terry back, I feel like, okay, the offense has a chance to operate normally right now.
Exactly. And I think, like, yes, obviously we went 2-0 against them last year. And it's a new chapter here. But at the same time, we can't forget before last year, it was like the Giants had our number. It seems like every year we just played horribly. So yeah, we can't chalk it up as a W yet. We got to go and they got to prepare and go out there and we do what we know they can all do. And I'm looking forward to it. As I told you before, I'll be there. I'm looking forward to saying what's up. And I'm looking forward to kicking off the season with a W. One quick thing before I go. A lot of things lately are testing my faith in humanity, but one of them is people who genuinely think that the Browns are sabotaging Shedeur Sanders. For the love of God, people. Like, I'm not an expert on how the NFL works behind the scenes.
Right.
But to come out here and genuinely believe that the linemen stopped blocking for him and that they gave it 2 minutes over someone else because they didn't like it or whatever. Just shut up. Please.
It's just people that are mindless and clueless and just a bunch of numbnuts. I mean, that's it.
All right,
I mean,
thanks,
as
Chris,
probably the same people that said Jay Gruden was racist for benching Robert Griffin III, you know? I mean, come on. Appreciate you, Sean. Thank you. 301-230-0980. Yeah, we're going to talk about Shedeur and Shiloh and the weekend that was later on in the show. Is that just going to be about Terry McLaurin? But listen, here's real quickly before we get to more calls. Like, everybody's going, oh, man, did you see Noah Brown running? Boy, he looked really good. I saw Noah Brown running. He did look good. Sharp cuts, all of that. I like Noah Brown. I can't say that anymore. But to be able to count on him is a different argument, a different stance, a different point than do you like him? Do you want him around? And now that you have Terry and presumably everything goes okay over the next 2 weeks, you don't have this over-reliance on Noah Brown's health. Before, you did. Remember last week when we were talking about like how you'd probably have to take six, and that was including Terry because you're not sure about Noah Brown, and then you know, you can't really take five in this. You know, people are trying to do their projected rosters, and I'll try and do one tonight. I literally have not had time. I got to go to FedEx or Northwest Stadium after this for a Commanders event, and I left my house at 7:45 this morning and drove to Baltimore and then back. So, you know, I just have not had the time to do it yet. I will try and do it tonight. But the bottom line is people were trying to, like, only take five receivers so that they could take four running backs and three quarterbacks and four tight ends and 10 offensive linemen and so on and so forth. Well, right now, because I think there's no reason for me to think Terry's not going to be ready and have enough time to be ready, I don't have to be as connected, if you will, to Noah Brown. If he's not right, I can deactivate him on game day because I'm going to have to deactivate a couple of people. If he's not right, if he's right, good. I don't have to worry about taking extra receivers because they ain't going to play six receivers in a game anyway. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back to it, and let's talk to Lou next up in D.C. What up, Lou? How are you?
This is Christopher, man. What's going
Hello,
on,
Luke?
Man?
What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. You know, I think we touched on this on Friday, man. I just want him to come back to the team and, you know, get this drama over with and focus on the season. And I think that's exactly what they're going to do the next 10 days. So I'm just glad they worked their situation. And, you know, Terry's a commander for the next 3 years. And, I'm just happy, but other than that, you know, I think me and you was going back and forth on that Twitter. If you go back, that's me. Saying, you know, I felt like people, I guess the referees and, you know, about the Shiloh again ejected from the game on Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was. But I felt like, you know, the guy had thrown a little quick jab at him and, you know, Shiloh had to respond.
Yeah,
so
Lou, that's not what I was upset about because, I don't know, I was a bunch of people were screaming at me. Like, people were making it out like Shiloh did nothing wrong. And even even Jordan Schultz, the NFL reporter who broke the Terry McLaurin news, is like, "What? The referees suck. You know, how could you eject him?" No. Nothing to that. You want to argue that the Bills tight end did something and should have been fouled and should have maybe been ejected as well? Yeah, fine. But he didn't cold cock him. He didn't do what Shiloh Sanders did.
But. I get that. I was just kind of going back and forth with you because I felt like the tight end kind of initiated the whole situation, and you know, Shiloh had to kind of, you know, I don't know. It was just in the moment, you know, sometimes you do dumb things, and he should know better, you know, coming to the league and trying to make a team. So it probably cost himself, or I don't know, they probably already plan on cutting him anyway.
I think he was on the border anyway. Yeah, I think he was on the border anyway, and probably that put it over the top. You know, I mean,
but
what's
other than that, man, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still on good term. You know, no argument, none of that. I'm just happy Terry's back with the squad. And
sometimes I get a little caught up on Twitter, as you know, and I don't always process things as coolly as I should. But I understand. I mean, and it's okay if we disagree. It's okay. I mean, I just didn't like the presentation that many people made that were mad at me for saying that Shiloh Sanders deserved to be ejected. I mean, because that is indisputable. What is in dispute is what the Bills tight end did. That's disputable. What is indisputable is what Shiloh Sanders did. Period.
Yeah, no, hey, man. I kind of watched the replay a little bit back and forth, just a little bit, maybe twice or three times, and I felt like the tight end did something for him. I mean, for I guess he threw some kind of little jab, a quick right, whatever it was. But that's the reason why Shiloh kind of got mad and threw the little punch and got himself ejected. But other than that, man, like I said, man, I don't really care about that. And I care about what we got going on. And I'm glad Terry's back. And, man, I'm just happy. And let's get the season on. Started, man.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Lou.
Have a blessed day.
Yeah, appreciate you. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Lap in D.C. next up. What up, Lappy? How are you?
What's up with your rooster, man?
What's shaking, Lap?
Terry. What's up, man? Hey, that's what you do, man, when you bet on yourself, man. And it paid off. It was long drawn out, but we got it done. We happy. Like I told Kevin early, man, the receivers look like some trash. I need to see a big jump with Luke and all those other guys. I'm glad we got Terry. Just hope Debo and those guys stay healthy. And, man, I'm excited, man. I was talking to your super producer over there. I said we got the giant killer right now, so he better get ready. And we coming out the
AMAC is shivering right now. He's just shaking in his boots. He knows that no matter how much Giants gear he tries to wear to the radio station, how much will he tries to give Big Blue, he knows that ultimately at about 4:15, 13 days from now, they will be reduced to a puddle of goo.
Someone check.
Hey, drugs. They better switch. Tell him they better switch to Jackson Dart, man, for real. As Russell Wilson, I think he's going to be on his way out in a couple of years.
Well, I mean, that's what Mark and Largo said, right? I mean, Russell Wilson's getting cut or traded tomorrow. I don't think that's happening. AMAC, do you think Russell Wilson's getting cut or traded tomorrow?
No, it's nonsense.
Okay. All right, there you go. There you go. From the world's most renowned expert, he said, no, it's nonsense. So it's not happening.
Yeah, so we're going to see, man. We're excited about this season, man. Let's get it going, man. But, hey, Rooster, I think it's going to be a tough schedule, man. But if we battle-tested, man, we got a chance.
There you go.
You know, and that's going to make a difference with the division and the regular season.
Here's the thing that I would say. You better start off 1-0 because Thursday night football in Green Bay on a quick turnaround week is not going to be fun and not going to be easy.
Nah.
Not going to be easy. Appreciate you, Lab. Good to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon. All right, let's do one last one here, and then we'll clear the phones and we'll reload on a different subject. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey next up. What's up, Mitch?
Oh, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Mitch?
Yeah, I believe the Giants will trade. I think the Giants will trade one of those quarterbacks because they also have Tom DeVito, and I would take him as our third string quarterback. Well, and he's still in his 20s.
Yeah, I mean, like I could see Tommy DeVito going because, again, he doesn't really have a chance. I don't think to start anymore with the Giants. I could see that. I mean, and quarterbacks get traded all the time. For crying out loud, Sam Howell got traded for a 14th time in the last year yesterday to the Eagles.
The Raiders just lost that backup guy.
Yeah.
Aiden O'Connell's done.
Yep. No, like you're right.
Months.
You're right. That, want to see that him could anyway. Be a good spot. You're right.
Gino. Want to see you. I'm glad they got Terry. Got top 10, and I think in the wide receiving room. Now we just have to focus on, especially look at the waivers, get another running back to help by committee. Because I don't want to see Jalen being the lead in Russia. And thanks for taking my call, Chris, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, Mitch, thank you. Appreciate it. I don't think they need another running back at this point. I think they're good. I would be very, 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 very surprised. I heard Ben Standing mention maybe five. That would be surprising to me. That would be surprising to me. All right, let's do this. Let's take a timeout. We reset the phones, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Does Terry McLaurin guarantee anything? Does he guarantee anything? Does his return guarantee anything? And then on top of that, how does it affect the wide receiver group? Are you taking five? Are you taking six? Who's on it? We'll start knocking that down next on the Team 980. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Half games of the season. Howell slinging it to the end zone. Was it caught? Yes, McLaurin. Touchdown.
All right, another touchdown from Touchdown Terry as he's back officially in the fold. Don't know if the contract is officially signed yet, but the team did put up like some sort of GIF or meme or whatever you guys call it of Terry you know, with the bulging eyes and all that stuff. I mean, it's happening, right? So as we approach 2:30 on this Monday afternoon, couple of questions. Is Terry McLaurin still, and once again, the heart and soul of this team? Or is that Jaden Daniels just by nature because he's the quarterback and because he's so Jaden Daniels-ish? Is that Bobby Wagner? Is that Zach Ertz? I don't think it could be anybody else, but you want to throw in somebody else? Okay. Tressway? I don't know. I think Terry McLaurin absolutely is. Maybe right now, this moment, there's a little bit of shine rubbed off. It'll be back. It'll be back. I mean, again, this isn't like, hey, let's do a contract after week one after we got lit up like a Christmas tree. Or, oh, man, we only scored 3 points or 7 points or whatever. Boy, all right, we'll give in. I think this is both sides saying, look, we are better together, right? Like, not everything's perfect. I think about it. Think about any relationship that you have. Wife, kid, friend, boss, colleague, whatever, right? Not everything's going to be perfect. I realize that. You know that. I think you all understand that, how that works, right? That's pretty normal. That there's going to be maybe a thing or two that irks me about you or you about me that you wish I would do differently or better or whatever the case might be. That's normal. That's exactly what this is. Like, nobody's saying, because we don't know, that Terry is 100% happy and that the Commanders are 100% happy. But you know what they did? For the most part, at least when getting this deal done, I didn't like some of the other stuff, but for the most part, they acted like adults. You know, and I know a lot of people made a big deal, and I said it wasn't a great look, and I maintain that. Eric Flack had the video of Terry McLaurin sitting alone on the sidelines, and people tried to yell at me and say, well, you missed when he was talking to Bobby Wagner. No. Eric Flack acknowledged that. I was not on Terry watch on Saturday. I didn't give a okay? I mean, I saw him pregame. That was about it. That was good for me. I knew he was there. And I knew he was wearing a hoodie. But Terry may have known at that point that he was going to have to settle, or that there was going to be no deal, or that he was going to miss time, or that he was going to get traded, or that whatever. We don't know. Or maybe things didn't kick up again until Saturday night. Who knows? Or Sunday morning. I don't know. We don't know. But either way, I think it's still safe to say he's the heart and soul of this team. Jaden Daniels is the leader of the team. He's the quarterback. I don't know if I can put somebody who's just been here for a year as the heart and soul. Same thing for Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz. I mentioned them, but they haven't been here long enough. They are leaders. They are captains. Are they the heart and soul? I think that answer comes down to guys like Tress Way, guys like Terry McLaurin, guys like Jeremy Reeves. That's what that means to me. I mean, you want to say Deron Payne because he's been here for a while? Maybe. Okay. But that's what that means to me. And that's not that important, ultimately. But when Dan Quinn starts spouting brotherhood, right? And they need that to mean something. Then heart and soul is, hey, man, the guy you go to when you need it the most, on the field and off the field. And I'm not saying that Terry is like a therapist or anything like that, but I would imagine, knowing Terry the way I do, that if a teammate comes to Terry and is like, hey, man, I'm just really struggling with X, whatever that is, Terry would probably have some really good advice for him. Terry would probably, you know, have a hearty handshake or a pat on the back or a hug, man, and it'll be okay. We got you. Don't worry. We'll take care of it. We have your back, whatever the case might be. And I'm not saying other teammates don't do that, but coming from Terry, it means more, I think. I believe, right? Somebody who's done it. Somebody who's been here. Somebody who's seen it all. Like in the radio business, you know, guys have been around, some have been around longer than I have. But I've been around almost 30 years. Like when young guys come up to me and say, hey, what do you think about this? Or can you help me with this? I assume it's because they know I've done it for such a long time, you know, some people would say a fairly high level. Some people would say I'm full of you know what, but whatever. They come to me because I've been here. I've done it. I've seen it all. I've experienced it all. I'm not just popping off and giving you stupid advice. And I'm not saying any player that just got here last year, i.e. Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, or even Jaden Daniels, or whoever. Name your person. Or anybody in radio that's only been doing radio for a year or two or whatever, or just got to the station a year ago. You know, Toby Altizer, he's been here more than a year, but you get my point. Like, nobody's trying to discredit or disqualify them, but there is something to be said for somebody who has been doing it for a long time at a high level. And when he says something, it means a little bit more, I believe. And to me, that makes him the heart and soul of this team. All right, when we return after the bottom of the hour trending alert, I want to go through the wide receiver group, right, and see what we can come up with now that Terry's back. We'll do that with you if you want to. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. On the Team 980, we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. First, a trending alert. All right, so indeed, Terry McLaurin back in the fold. A deal that could be worth up to $96 million, a 3-year extension with a $30 million signing bonus, as multiple reports have indicated, as the team gets ready for the season opener 13 days from right now against the New York Giants. Of course, McLaurin had one scheduled year left on his contract that he re-upped just a couple of years ago with Ron Rivera and crew. He sat out the first 4 days of training camp, was in a hold-in and on the PUP list for a couple of weeks after that, and then was activated from the PUP list a week ago last Saturday. So it appears that he will be more than fine for the Giants season opener. Meanwhile, the cuts have not started streaming in just yet. The team must make it from 90 to 53, and they will do so by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. From New Orleans Saints camp, Cam Akers, veteran running back who's bounced around to a number of teams and had a number of injuries, is among their initial cuts. Still no starting quarterback for the Saints, as their new head coach said yesterday that they would make a decision later on this week. Meanwhile, the Nationals are at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx tonight for a 7:05 first pitch. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan, Odyssey app. Starting at 6:35, it's Brad Lord on the mound against the Pinstripers, again from Yankee Stadium. And that's what's trending.
Like a rookie. Third and 7. Mariota waiting. On the move. He hits McLaurin. First down.
Oh, Terry's got some money in the bank, baby. We still don't know again all the details, but it's okay. Terry McLaurin's coming back. Terry McLaurin's coming back. If you're just joining us, good to have you with us. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. That was Ian Eagle on the call on CBS. By the way, your local Stables has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Stables, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13, and save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. That's right. So there you go. Taking care of business, baby, just like the Commanders are, just like Terry McLaurin is, just like Buddy Baker is. Again, I will give a little shout out to Adam, not Adam Schefter, Albert Breer. He was the only one that I saw, maybe I missed it, that had any sort of positive morsel of information over the weekend that the two sides had made a little bit of progress. Good job by Breer. I mean, listen, he gets told that stuff, but I didn't see anybody else have it. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of annoyed at Schefter right now. it happens. Listen, guys can't work 24 hours a day. You can't, you know, sometimes you get the text from the agent or the team or whoever, hey, it's done, and you're the first. And sometimes you are living your life and you have doctor's appointments because that's real life thing. And the NFL operates 24/7, 365. They don't shut down. Right? Give Schefter a break. All right, so he screwed up a little bit or he didn't have an update at, you know, 9-something this morning. He said, you know, nothing to see here. I wouldn't even call it a screw-up, but, I mean, people are on him. I guess here was the quote. It was with Greenberg. Schefty, Terry McLaurin, and the Commanders, are they getting anywhere? And Schefter said, no, not so far. Now, not so far, I suppose theoretically things could have changed, you know, from the time that Schefter uttered those words until the time that the deal was reached. But I would also say this. It's very possible that Schefter just didn't check in yet on a Monday morning with whoever, and I mean, I have my guesses, who he was talking to. It's okay. And that there wasn't a lot of progress up until, I don't know, maybe yesterday. There wasn't really a whole lot of optimism on Saturday evening. I know that. Did Terry look like a guy that was rah-rah shish kumbah on the sideline Saturday? No, I don't think so. But it's done. It's done. All right, so here's where I wanted to go with this. So the Commanders, again, have now, in terms of the wide receiver room, the ones we know, Terry McLaurin, they have Deebo Samuel, they have, I consider Noah Brown, right now, what I saw on Saturday, Noah Brown is going to be not put on IR, not, of course, he can't go on PUP, but that's what I consider to be happening, okay? So, now, he could get injured between now and the next 13 days because he gets injured every 13 minutes, but the point being is right now, I think Noah Brown is very, very close to returning to practice and therefore should be on the active roster. So I'm going to count him. So Noah Brown, Deebo Samuel, Terry McLaurin. We know that Jalen Lane is going to make the roster, right? Nobody's surprised by that. No ifs, ands, or buts, of course. That's four. I said last week that Luke McCaffrey has to be on the opening day roster or the opening roster, the initial roster. And nothing that happened Sunday disputed that, right? He was active. He caught a bunch of passes, whatever. There was nothing special, but he can return kicks. He can help you blocking. He's still developing, what have you. I look at him as a lock. That's five. Is that it? Is that it? You're not going to have six receivers up on game day, right? So do you really need to have more than five on your active roster? But that would mean that you don't have a lot of margin for error. You would get some guys back, one or two at least, on the practice squad. You know, maybe on the practice squad that would be, Ja'Cory Brooks and Chris Moore, right? And Michael Gallup and K.J. Osborne and River Craycraft and all those guys would be gone. Braylon Sanders, Tay Martin, Jacoby Jones. Maybe two or three of those guys come back on the practice squad. To me, I think right now, the way I'm leaning, in lieu of more information, I'm going with five. McLaurin. I'm going Debo. I'm going Noah. McCaffrey. And the rook, Jalen Lane. That's the five I'm going with. Because I've got to make some pinches somewhere. And remember, like last year, I think the linebackers, there was only four of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken, on the initial roster. Things change all the time, right? And again, you get a couple of these guys back on the practice squad. So where they can be game day elevations if you need somebody based on injury or based on whatever. Or you can sign them, obviously, back from your practice squad, assuming that they don't get signed by somebody else. And if they do, then you obviously replace them. To me, I don't see the need. Maybe I'm missing something. I'm sure they will do something different. But I don't see the need to go more than five at wide receiver. I really don't. And the five I gave you is just the five I gave you. And no, I don't trust Noah Brown. But to stay healthy, but now that Terry is officially back in the fold, and whatever I saw out of Noah Brown working out, because I wasn't even sure if he was going to, again, if they were going to have to put him on IR to start the year, I feel better about that situation. I got more information. I can reevaluate. I could be talked into taking six. But if you take six, does it mean you only can take three tight ends, nine offensive linemen, two quarterbacks, nine defensive backs, nine defensive linemen? Right? For everything that you want to do in one area, it affects multiple other areas. So to me, I think the area that gets least affected, and no offense, has the least amount of intrigue, clarity, whatever the word would be, is at the wide receiver position now that Terry's done. Again, and I think Noah Brown is getting close, very close to returning. And then the other guys, Debo, great camp, great preseason. Jalen, great camp, great preseason. And Luke McCaffrey, you know. I think that's the five. That's what I would do. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Dontell and Frederick next up on line one. Squeeze him in here before we take a timeout. What's up, Dontell? How are you?
What's going on, Rooster?
What's shaking, D?
Hey, I ain't got a lot this morning, man, but I just wanted to ask a couple questions. First of all, I'm happy Terry's back, so I'm yes, glad sir. Of that. Still don't like the fact that he tried to compare his stuff with DK Metcalf, somebody who's like 6 or 7 years younger than him, but it is what it is.
I mean, just in fairness to Terry, DK's like 2.5 years younger than him.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought.
And they got the same amount of okay. They got the same amount of targets, same amount of games played. DK's got like six more touchdowns than Terry.
Gotcha. Hey, I wanted to say to everybody out there who's on Sheffy, hey, you look, that man's been remarkable for years, man. Get off his back.
Yeah.
Man, he's brought us so much early, man. Sheffy's the man. I don't care what nobody say.
I agree.
About that man. And my other question to you, man, because I've been out of sorts, you know, during the off season, so I lost track of a lot of things, but our running back room, whatever happened to us having Nick Chubb? I thought we signed Nick Chubb.
No, there was the rumor, and I think they actually, I would have to double check this. There was a rumor that they were going to, and they may have worked him out, but they never signed him. That I know. They never signed him. You know, you have to remember, sometimes reports are A, wrong, and B, sometimes guys, of course, come in and everybody just assumes they're going to sign them because why would you bring a guy in? But that's not always the case how it works, you know? And sometimes you work out a guy, you don't sign him immediately, but then you sign him a week later, and that's exactly what they did last week with George Fant, the offensive lineman.
Gotcha. I thought he was signed, sealed, and delivered, nope. Man. I don't know where I got that from, but I thought for sure he was already in the building with us.
Yeah, a lot of injuries there, so.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate the information, Chris. Have a good week.
I appreciate
you joining in a week.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. Look, the wide receiver room maybe is not as controversial as people thought it might be now that we know and we have clarity on Terry, right? Everybody's going to be a little bit – I shouldn't say everybody's going to be salty, but some people are going to be salty if Ja'Cory Brooks doesn't make the initial roster. I don't know. I've seen 100 Ja'Cory Brooks. Brookses? I have. Would I be mad if he makes the roster? No. No, absolutely not. You know, I thought River Craycraft might have a shot when he came here. I haven't seen him do anything. Maybe I'm missing, but I thought he would. Gallup and KJ Osborne, I just have not seen enough consistency out of those guys to earn a roster spot. Now, they could be looking at different things. Certainly they are. And maybe that I can't see, right? Or that I shouldn't see, you know, and certainly they may have a different feeling of those guys in the meeting room that I'm not allowed to be a part of, right? So who knows? But the bottom line is what we can see, it's really not controversial if both Gallup, actually all three, if Craycraft, Gallup, and KJ Osborne don't make the initial 53. Maybe one of them comes back on the practice squad. Who knows? You know, you can have veterans. Maybe two. I doubt it, but maybe one, right? So this way you have a veteran presence, and away you go. You're not going to, lose all three of those guys at wide receiver when there's 1,200 players being cut loose. Magic Johnson has weighed in on Terry McLaurin. We'll tell you what he had to say next on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, 8 minutes in front of the top of the hour. Watching a little U.S. Open in the monitor. Did you see what happened with Daniil Medvedev and whoever he was playing last night? Did you guys see that late night?
No,
about 11
man.
O'clock or so?
I'm in bed by then.
Okay. Well, you wake up really early. I mean, yeah. I wake up early, but I can take it a little slower. You got to be out of the house by what time? 6?
Today, I was grateful enough to work from home, but 5 o'clock is when I was up. Oof. Yes. 5 a.m. Mm. So 11 o'clock is a no-no.
Yeah, that is early. I understood. Cowboy B, you got to be here at what, 9:30 or so? So what time do you wake up? Around 7? Somewhere in that range? Okay. So maybe you would have had a chance to see it. But anyway, it happened at about 11 o'clock last night. And if I'm describing this all right, I don't remember all the details, but it was basically like match point. And Medvedev was about to lose. And a camera, a cameraman who was supposed to be behind a partitioned wall, basically ran on the opposite side of the partitioned wall. And presumably to get a better shot. I don't know if it was because he thought the match was over. I'm not sure. But he did. And the opponent for Medvedev was serving and committed a fault. So the on-court umpire or whatever says over the microphone, please get off the court, you know, whatever. And the crowd, big stir. Medvedev starts going bananas, right? Yelling at the chair official. He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be here any longer. He gets paid by the hour, blah, 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 blah. Because I guess what the chair umpire was trying to do was to take away the fault on the serve of Medvedev's opponent. And while this is going on, just a huge throng of Medvedev fans that are in the crowd at the U.S. Open just start hooting and hollering and making all sorts of noise. And Medvedev is, you know, egging them on. Then he's quieting them down. He's still yelling at the umpire. The broadcasters are trying to figure it out. And everything. And I don't know. I watched a pretty fair amount of tennis. I had never seen this before. You know, usually tennis is such a civil sport for the most part, except when, like, John McEnroe used to play. But it was wild. And then, because of the delay, it got everything out of whack, and Medvedev actually won the set. So he was match, I think it was match point, and he was about to get swept 3-0, and he rebounded and won that particular match. Or, I mean, won that particular set. I'll give you the details, more details on that in a sec. But I mentioned Terry McLaurin. Of course, he's officially back in the fold. Irvin Magic Johnson said on Twitter, along with a picture of the two, "I'm thrilled that we re-signed Terry McLaurin. Job well done by my partner, Josh Harris, and GM Adam Peters. This is great news for Commander players, our organization, and all Commander fans. Terry is more than just a great football player. He is an outstanding leader and does tremendous things in the DMV community." And all of that is true. I wonder why Magic Johnson, I've noticed this, calls them, always refers to them as Commander fans, Commander players, as opposed to Commanders players, Commanders fans. I wonder why. That's interesting. But that's, yeah, that's that. And back to just finishing up on that note of the Medvedev thing real quickly. Actually, you know what? Why don't we take a timeout? I'll come back and I'll give it to you on the other side and just finish up that story just so I can make sure that I have the proper details on that, because honestly, I tried to get some sleep with an early start this morning in a long day, and I missed the end of the match as well. On the Team 980, we are with you. Good to have you aboard. Streaming live as well on the Team 980 on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.